there are literally a list of 27 things that bloggers love. Let's talk about that. Hello, welcome to the first ever episode of Season 1 of Poached Eggs, the show where we talk about random topics and make pig jokes. I'm your host, King Pig. Technically, you're my co-host. I'm the host. I'm the host.
Guys, you're both the host.
Yay! Well, I want to be the host.
Stop it.
Okay. So we're about to mention some of the 10 things that bloggers really do love. So sometimes the bloggers, like on YouTube, like Argentine and stuff, really do love blogging. But there are some things, there are 27 things that bloggers really love, like Argentine. We have a whole list right here. See, look, a list. So, Mike, read us the list.
Okay. Thing number one, when a headline fits perfectly in the margins. It's the blogging equivalent of popping a zit. So satisfying.
Yes, I agree. That is so satisfying.
All right.
No, sometimes people hate it when things aren't grammatically correct. And they just made a joke about that. About popping zits. That's disgusting. Or no. So anyway, step
number two. Mourning the death of Google Reader. Or is it... however you pronounce it, it's M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. I think this might be mourning. Just whatever. Or alternatively, complaining about how no other RSS feed will give up to live to it.
I don't know what Google Reader is, so I'm guessing... Well, that's because you have no education, King Pig. And that's why you never give us education, because we have no education. No, I just never gave you education because you're my slave. Thanks a lot, co-host. So I'm guessing Google Reader has something to do with RSS feeds and it's shut down.
Yeah, I've always heard that. Alright. Number three. Getting an email from someone who was really, truly moved by what you wrote. It doesn't happen often, but when you keep... But when it does, it can keep you from absorbing all the more negative feedbacks for weeks.
Trust me, Mike has got a lot of negative feedback from girls.
I heard that!
You were supposed to!
Alright, just keep going. This is like a 20-minute long video.
Oh yeah, we might have to stop and edit out the footage. Just go on to step number four and we'll just stop the footage for now.
Okay. We'll just take a break. Step four, coffee shops with free Wi-Fi.
No, I can understand why Mike would love that, because he's a blogger and he doesn't have an actual smartphone.
I heard that. You weren't supposed to say that.
So anyway, he doesn't have an actual smartphone, but he does have an iPod Touch and it'll do anything for Wi-Fi.
That's right.
So yeah.
That is our natural habitat.
Oh, these things make me laugh so hard. Yeah, you're the opposite of what you do to us. So anyway, we'll be right back. We're gonna stop the footage for now and empty it out. But for now, we are going to... Here's a picture of pig. Here's a picture of pig high-fiving with hands. Get it? Here's a picture of pig high-fiving with smocks. Well, actually... What should I say? Okay. Here's a picture of me high-fiving Smosh. With no hands.
We don't actually have a picture of that, but this show is brought to you by the Dictionary Desk Pillow from Japan. Cause whenever you need sleep, the Dictionary Desk Pillow is there for you in Japan. Cause it's a Japanese product. Ha.
Hello and welcome back. This episode is brought to you by what is this episode brought to you by? We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back after that interruption. This episode is brought to you by The Frisky, which actually had this list online. Like it's in the
Link is in the underpiggy. The what? The underpiggy. Okay, pig. Okay, King Pig.
So anyway,
move on to the list. Number 5. Finding out the true identity. Oh no, wait, that's number 7. Saying number 5. Saying I wrote this wrote that ages ago. Or maybe you just thought that you did.
I don't get it. Can you just move on?
Okay. Step number 6. Think about the perfect pun.
No, Mike can never come up with the good puns.
Hey, why did LimeWire go out of business?
I don't know why.
Because it was too sour.
Boo!
Shut up.
Okay.
Now, where was I? Ah, yes. It's enough. Alright. I forgot to read the other part. It's enough to give you a wordgasm.
Okay, now that's a good pun. Okay.
Really? You didn't think my pun was funny?
Technically, it was a joke, not a pun.
Okay. Step number 7. Finding out the true identity of an anonymous commenter. Then stalking him or her on Facebook, LinkedIn. Really? You're using LinkedIn these days? Those are for businesses, people. I'm such a weirdo. Twitter, Instagram, and making mean comments about them to your dog.
No, mostly Mike doesn't have a dog because we're cat people.
We have 2 cats.
Alright. Why do I keep calling them steps? Okay, number 8. The phrases in which how to in defense of the case for an open letter to. How else would one start a rant?
I'm starting to think this list is a joke.
Me too. Number 9. When a commenter understands your stupid or obscure joke. It's like being reunited with a family member you never knew had.
You need to learn your proper grammar.
Thanks, King Pig. Number 9. When a commenter understands... Oh, wait.
You already read that one! Stupid!
Number 10. Using all caps to emphasize a point. The only way readers will mean...
Wait, why are you screaming?
Because this is in cap lock, see?
Oh, yeah.
Just keep going. Okay. Number 10. Use caps to emphasize a point. The only way readers will know you really mean what you are saying.
Oh, okay.
Number 11, Bitly.
Now, if you don't know what Bitly is, it's a place to shorten links. It's a website that'll shorten links. Mostly people don't use those anymore. To shorten links, just in case if they're too long or something. We don't really usually use them, just for the really long ones, okay?
Number 12. When something goes viral on Facebook.
What? Viral on Facebook? That's what YouTube's for, stupids!
Let me finish. Watching a post catch fire.
Oh, posts! I thought you meant, like, videos and stuff.
Let me finish. Watching a post catch fire is kind of like you're watching your child take first steps. Well, kind of.
Are you just reading whatever it says?
Yes, I am.
Alright.
Number 13. Seeing a post on a friend of a friend's social media account. Like, they definitely didn't repost it from your page, and they are sharing it. You're famous.
Yay!
Didn't say anybody did that.
Dang it! Shut up, Pig. You don't know anything. No, you don't, because kids don't get education. Isn't it the other way around? No! Okay, Pig. Are we doing this together again?
Because you'll get free bacon if you do.
Yay!
I said cake, not bacon.
Can we have cake and bacon now?
Dang it.
Alright, number 14. When you accidentally use a high-ranking CEO term.
What's a CEO term?
Mom, what's a CEO term? She says she has no idea.
Let me see.
let's just make up what CEO terms mean. CEO means... And yeah, I'm thinking of words, but they're not exactly should be... I might get arrested if I use them.
Good point.
You really had to know that the idea that nip slip would attract the level of your global readership? What? That doesn't make any sense.
Alright.
Number 15. Shoutouts links back to celeb Twitter's accounts. Thanks Norman Reedus.
I'm guessing he's famous.
For what? Reading?
You make the worst puns ever, King Pig. And I should know, before you came here, I was the one who made the worst puns ever.
It's a close call. It's a close call.
Alright. Number 16. When BuzzFeed steals your idea and actually gives you credit for it. Still waiting for this to happen.
What's BuzzFeed? Guessing it's some kind of, let's see. I think it's some kind of director site or something.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Number 17. Animal live cams. Because you're looking at baby goats after anonymous comments or calls. You a stupid...
Say it, Mike. Say it.
I can't say it. I could get arrested. I'm just gonna spell it out. W-H-O-R-E.
Dude.
I didn't say it. I spell it. I didn't even know that's how you spell it.
What? Oh, that word.
Is a self-form soothing. Okay, that doesn't make any sense to animals. Wait, yes it does. If you call him something that has to do your butt, it would make sense to a donkey.
Yes, it would.
That was fake talking. Number 18. Spelling Gyllenhaal and Panettiere right on the first try. No. Spell Gyllenhaal? The guy's looking up, I can say Gyllenhaal. Panettiere? Right on the first try. That happens like never.
Spelling Jake Gyllenhaal right? Isn't that the guy who dated Taylor Swift?
Yeah, she was too crazy for her.
For him. Jake Gyllenhaal's a guy. That was my boy's name is Jake.
Okay. Trump's guy's lucky enough he can say his name right. Number 19. Hyperbole and super hyperbole and hyperbole superlatives. Best blank ever. Insert any word in there. You've got yourself to the most wonderful headline in of all in eternity. Best YOLO ever.
You only live once.
No. Best YOLO ever.
Now, what did you think is the best YOLO ever?
I remember. You know what? A lot of people were commenting on one video on a Charlie the Unicorn 4 that at the end the starfish says YOLO and he literally says, that's the best YOLO ever. That's literally one of the best.
Okay, thanks.
Alright. Number 20, Twitter. Beep space travel. Twitter is the final frontier. Star Trek reference, I like that.
How do you know that? You never even watched Star Trek. Did you even watch Star Trek?
Did you?
No.
Dang it. As far as we concerned, number 21. When an esoteric topic perfectly fits with the think piece you have been crafting in your head for so long. Evil genius laugh.
That wasn't me, that was King Pig.
Yes, it was.
Alright, next. Number 22, gifts. Now, my favorite gift is Surprise Patrick.
My favorite gift is gift is the time when I got a portal gun.
No, it's GIF, not gift.
Alright. Oh.
And you never got a portal gun? You didn't get anything.
You're right, Santa hates me.
That's right, I do. Ho, ho.
Oops. Hold on.
We can make it through this. Let's just mention the last one. That's our time's up to do our homework.
You mean me to do my homework? You're pigs. You don't do homework.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, we'll be right back to the...
Wait, I want
to
mention the last one. Headphones. Good bloggers wear headphones even when listening to silence.
We'll be right back after these messages. But if you... Alright. We'll be right back after these messages.
Derp, there are no messages. Sorry about that.
So anyway, let's get back to the list.
Number 24. Making list... What? A listicle about things that happen in specific subset of people. Guilty as charged.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I don't even know what a listicle is.
Me neither.
So anyway, next thing.
Number 25. Media inside jokes. Brian Goldberg is the gold mine of comedy.
I don't get it. Who's Brian?
Oh, it's because his last name is Goldberg.
That's the worst joke I ever heard since.
That's the worst joke I ever since from since why the chicken crossed the road.
Why did he cross the road?
To get to the other side?
No, because the egg rolled.
That's pretty funny. Shut up.
No, it isn't.
All right. Number 26. Oh, this one I really like. Soft clothes. Tight pants are our worst enemy. I really do hate skinny jeans.
Okay, next.
Okay, so this is the last one. Number 27. Hate reading other vlogs. Blogs. It's what we do on our lunch break.
Lunch break? We don't even have a job!
I know.
Okay, so that's all the time we have for now for this... For poached eggs. So anyway, how should we end this video? Making a sarcastic comment, of course. Okay.
Your face is beautiful.
Shut up. See you next time on Poached Eggs. Die. By the way, we're going to do one every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Not on the weekends, though. If we can. But if we can, just shut up. And it's also on our pod on iTunes. Video and audio links below. Good night.